Welcome, everyone, to KTWHLP Two Harbors Community Radio, 99.5 on your dial, ktwh.org on your streaming device, bringing you this week's stories behind the stories in the Lake County Press with writer Kitty Mayo. Good morning, Kitty. How are you on this wonderfully bright day?
I'm wonderful, Tom. Thank you.
Splendid. Let's start out with our first piece about the Two Harbors City Council passing their levy and also their budget for 2023.
Right on. So it's that time of year. Some people might think it's the holidays, but it's really a levy and tax decision time. And the Two Harbors City Council approved their budget for 2023, along with the 2023 tax levy from the city. This is a complicated topic, but we'll try and keep it pretty straight and narrow on this particular venue. So Two Harbors had, in September, the council had approved the potential of up to 4% increase in our property taxes in the city of Two Harbors. That's always something that gets set as the top possibility, and then it can come down from there, but it can't go any higher. So just at this last city council meeting, on the recommendation of the finance committee and following a really great presentation by Miranda Pedala, the finance director for the city, the decision was made to raise the tax levy by 2%. And there's lots of ways to kind of slice and dice that. But Miranda always picks sort of the middle example. If you owned a home that was around $192,000 valuation, which would have happened in the spring. All of us saw some really interesting numbers in the spring. And those are set by the county. The valuations are set by the county. So if you owned a home of that worth that amount in today's market, that would be an increase of just $7.76 a month for the entire year. So that's how that pans out. And that's what we will see going forward.
Okay, so that's 84 spondulics a year then.
Exactly.
Okay, I got it. Yes, taxes is kind of like the dues you pay to maintain your membership in a club, you know? And if you choose to live in the city, you have chosen the club, and so it costs dues to run the club. And it takes money to run the city. And I just saw their sand truck coming down the street as I was hoofing it in this morning. So, yeah, that's part of what the money goes for.
Exactly. And I just want to say one more thing on that, Tom, and I added it in my article. Really encourage people to become familiar with what the city does spend on with our tax dollars. And we should all know that, especially if we're going to have an opinion about our taxes. So Miranda has just a real cut and dry, simple, some pretty pictures. I like to pay attention to statistics and graphs and see if they are believable, because they can be skewed. But in Miranda's case, she does a wonderful job, and she'd be happy to get that for people if they want to look at it.
Splendid, and thanks for that. Our next piece here is maybe a little bit somber in some people's minds, but the Cavillin Funeral Home is offering cremation.
Exactly. So there is a certain amount of respect due the topic, Tom. We're talking about end of life. I find it to be a very interesting topic myself, and something that I'm happy to talk about and share information about. So I knew that the Cavillins had added a crematory, sometimes called a crematorium, to their facility on site just 2 years ago, and with lots of other things getting in the way, we didn't have time to visit with about that. But I did go down and meet with Alex and Jerry Cavillin, the two funeral directors, son and father, and got to have a tour and ask them lots of questions, maybe the kinds of questions that we want to ask, but maybe feel like we shouldn't, might not be polite, and that's what a reporter gets to do. And Jerry and Alex are wonderful to talk to. If people don't know them and they're curious about what happens at the funeral home or what's going to happen in the case of their own demise or someone in their family or someone that they care about, I suggest they spend some time. Just call them up. They'd be happy to meet with you, and they're awfully nice folks. So cremation has always been, not always, but for many years has been offered by Cavillins. However, it was off-site. The person who had passed away would be transported to a location in Superior, Wisconsin, where the cremation was performed and then brought back home. They have decided that with a really high adoption rate of cremation in Lake and Cook counties, which it's very close to 80%, which is much higher than the state average or the country average, that it would make sense for them to offer that service right here. And it does provide for people a sense that they their loved one is staying near, and that is a nice feeling for people. So I got to take a tour. It was awesome. I asked a million questions, and I did some of the most common questions that people have in responses in the article. So if people want to learn about that, it's there for the read.
Well, excellent. I'm looking forward to getting the details on that. And yes, it is not just a local phenomenon, though. I mean, cremations in general are becoming almost the default for that end of life. Let's go on to something a little bit nicer to contemplate, and that's the Comfort and Joy Drive, bringing the true spirit of giving to the season.
Exactly. And this is a great note to end on. I had the chance to visit with Al Peterson, who is the owner of Auto Value, auto parts store here in town, and he has been for a long time. And for the last 20 years, Al has participated in some sort of a holiday giving drive where he puts out a box and encourages people to share certain items that they might have to brighten somebody else's Christmas. And this year it's called Comfort and Drive, and he has partnered with Evolve Salon for a long time, and the owners there, as well as the Two Harbors Food Shelf, the Salvation Army, and Toys for Tots. And so I included information on how to give if you want to, but I really wanted to talk to Al about why he makes this such an important part of his business. And that was a delightful conversation, a truly genuine, caring man who wants to make the community a little bit better place for the people who live here. And it comes straight from his heart. So that was a wonderful conversation. I think people will enjoy that. And, you know, encourage them to reach out if they have anything extra. The interesting thing that I found too was that the fun stuff to give a lot of times is toys wrapped for kids, and I would not discourage anyone from doing that. But there's a lot of really basic needs that people have for just personal care items. And if you don't have your basics, pretty hard to find much joy. So there is a need for that. Just the things you can think of for personal care that you would use to get ready in the morning, shampoo, soap, all of those kind of items.
So would these all be wrapped then when they're dropped off, or what's the drill?
They do not have to be wrapped.
Okay.
It's a little bit easier sometimes if they're not, because then they know what it is and who would be appropriate to receive it. And you can drop off at Evolve Salon and also at Auto Value. Those are the two drop-off sites.
Okay. Now, not being Evolve Salon. So that's women's hair. Where is that salon located at?
I've included the address so that people can put it right into their guidance system and get right there. That's in the article.
Very good. Thank you for that. Is there anything else that you would like to get out before we close this session?
Well, there's always more to this story, Tom, but I'll save it for next week.
Okay. Well, in that case, then, to the people out there who have tuned in, thank you for that. See you on the radio again next week. And to you, Kitty, as well, bye for now.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good day.